Is that like a bird?
No, you know, it just comes along how you play on the field and being quarterback. So it just comes along how you brought up and things like that, how you handle yourself.
The gold pants that you get, when do they give those to you?
When was it? I'd say a couple months back.
Is there a ceremony or something that they do?
Yeah, this has a team. Nobody else though. This has a team.
Where do you keep your pair of pants?
They on my neck right now.
Oh,
don't break them.
It's on my neck. I like to go, you know. Just came along with my chain, so I just put it on there.
You keep it hidden there, so no Michigan guys notice.
Nah, because I got this tight old collar on. If I ain't had this on, if I wearing a shirt like him, I have it hanging out. You know what I mean? So,
you pull it out when you pass him in the hallway here?
With this tight collar? Heck no, because when I put it, if I put it on top of my collar, it's going to be real tight on the collar, like scratching my neck. So it's cool under the shirt right now, so if I wear like a t-shirt or something, I'm going to hang it out.
But you know.
Huh?
You know you got it.
Yeah, I know I got it.
Appreciate
it. So hungry, man. There ain't no food around here.
We got about 10 more minutes of purgatory, man.
Damn, I'm hungry. It's breakfast.
You think back to last season, what you were able to do. Where do you feel that you've become a better quarterback here this offseason?
You know, taking advice from coach, you know, tell me what to do, because, you know, he coached so many good guys. So I always ask him for advice and tell me what I need to do and work on my fundamentals and focus on that.
Braxton, Coach Meyer talked about the worst thing you want to do was avoid distractions. That was his biggest concern. Do you feel like what has happened over the past week or so has been a distraction at all?
Nah, because, you know, I feel like Carlos and Bradley is not the type of guys. You know, something had to happen to somebody lied, or, you know, somebody overreacted and they spilled the info, something like that. So I feel like everything will be all right. It's not overblowing. Like, you know, they don't.
You think they'll be playing in person like season?
First week, I don't know. They might be suspended, you know, because how it affected us. But, you know, I'm sure they'll be playing this whole season.
Coach Meyer was talking about how the thing that bothers him is just the stereotype that comes with it, where suddenly a group of guys that maybe didn't do anything wrong suddenly get marred because of the fact that a couple guys on the team made some mistakes or
some
decisions they shouldn't have been. From your perspective, how do you deal with that? Like, when you hear people saying things about you that probably aren't true, when it's just...
Yeah. You know, I mean, as long as my teammates know, my family, and certain people around me know, because they know how I am. I ain't no type of guy to go out there and just, you know, put a picture of me smoking or anything, drinking, because I don't be on that. Because, you know, I'm just a guy that be straightforward and just mellow and just be under the radar, I just be low key and just handle myself like a pro. You know what I mean? So. Take care of yourself, man. Anybody's out there to get you. You got a big name on your shoulders, and how state, like how you play on the field, it affects you outside the field. So you can't act normal sometimes as you want to, but you know, it's got to be more aware of what's going to happen. If you do something silly, you know, it's going to affect yourself and the team. So you got to make sure you're doing the right path and do the right things.
In other words, you can't be a regular football player.
Can't be a regular high school student football player. You know what I mean, though. So, you know, people really don't know you as a high school, but you walk around the street, you're like, oh, is that Braxton? No, you can't. You know, you got to stop, say hello, you know, show them love because it's one of your fans.
Do you think there's, are you trying to prepare yourself even more for that now that, you know, you might be a high school candidate and all that stuff?
Yeah, you know.
How do you prepare yourself for that, I guess?
That that guy over there. I always ask how should I handle myself when things happen like that. So this be you. You know, you've been good with that since you was brought up with your family, because you know you had a good family. So I was like, all right, cool. I mean, I'm not getting in trouble right now. How I'm acting right now, I'm just real chill. So things like that, it just overblows. You know, I really don't pay attention to it.
Do you try to avoid people, or do you, because you can't stop talking to everybody?
I mean, if I can't sign something for them or shake their hand, I just wave, you know, show like some type of, you know, friendship. I mean, like some type of careness, you know, and just take it as that.